Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening,
Will.
Steph.
Good evening to you, sir.
How are you doing? Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
So, it's a busy weekend. We've got the Great Knaresborough Bed Race.
Hey! You know what, Will? I've never been. I'm embarrassed to say I've lived round here for 16 years and I've never been to the bed race. I know.
Make it this weekend the weekend that you change that. Stray FM will be right across the Great Knaresborough Bed Race. We've also got the Tractor Fest on at Newby Hall as well.
Love
this weekend, which is a big one. I'm always torn which one to go to, the Bed Race or Tractor Fest.
I think Newby Hall is an awesome stately home, and I think it's stunning.
Absolutely. And we've also
if you can see tractors as well, Will, even better.
Exactly. We've also got the Skipton Gala as well, which I know you've been to a few times.
Very much so, and a big fan.
Okay. So, busy weekend, Steph, and what have you got for us tonight?
Well, Will, tonight I've gone with something quite summery. It's a quick pork steak, and I've roasted it with some spaghetti of carrot and courgette. So I don't know if you've ever seen these spiralizing little machines. It's actually an incredibly healthy way of eating vegetables because you just blanch them in boiling water and refresh them straight away. And it looks good. It's fun to eat. It makes lovely shapes out of your vegetables. And I've cooked it with some three-seed couscous. So I've got three different seeds. I've got poppy seed, I've got sunflower seed, and I've got some sesame seed in there. And then mix that with a very light sweet chilli and honey dressing. So it's fun. The pork's nice and I think lovely outdoor reared Yorkshire pork. And that's what it's all about, Will. It's a summery dish now. We're getting more summery than we are springtime.
Talk to me about doing pork steak then, Steph.
Just nice and quick and simple. This is a pork loin steak, so there's actually no bone in this pork steak. And all we've done is we've seasoned it with a little bit of salt and pepper. We've popped it on you could put it on a barbecue, you could put it on a char grill, you could even just put it in a frying pan. Tiny bit of oil or something, rapeseed oil or olive oil or vegetable oil in there. Not too much, because you want the fat from the pork to come out. And we've served that just 2 or 3 minutes one side, turn it over, 2 or 3 minutes the other side. If you're in any doubt, if you're buying pork steak from a farm shop, it'll be 2 inches thick, so you'll need to cook it a bit in the oven. But you'll know when it's ready, because when you press the meat, it will resist a little bit and it will just, you'll know it's cooked. Then.
It's a proper Yorkshire hearty recipe, isn't it?
It is. And the secret with cooking any meat is to let it rest for half the time it cooks.
Top advice there on the food and
don't mess around with it in the pan, Will.
Yes, I've heard that many. That is one cooking tip I do know. Don't mess around with it in the pan.
Yeah.
Steph, thank you so much. Our favourite legend from the Food and Drink Show. Lovely to have you
on. Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stray FM.